The Labour Court is hearing an appeal by one of the country's best-known trade union officials, Brendan Ogle, who says he was discriminated against after his return from cancer treatment. His claim has been denied by the Unite trade union. Our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan, has been following this story. Brian, this case was previously before the Workplace Relations Commission. What happened then?
Yeah, so it was in October last year that Brendan Ogle lost his disability discrimination claim that he'd taken to the Workplace Relations Commission against his employer Unite after the WRC accepted that changes to his position were not related to his status as a cancer survivor. The adjudicator at the WRC at the time, Elizabeth Spellman, rejected the equality complaint. She concluded that Mr. Ogle was not discriminated against on the grounds of disability in any way as alleged, and that Unite had not treated him unlawfully. That was the ruling last October from the WRC. Today we have this appeal being taken to the Labour Court.
So what happened today?
Well, Mr. Ogle is representing himself at the Labour Court appeal, and he began today's proceedings by telling the court that in May of this year, he was informed by Unite that if the case was unsuccessful, he would be subject to disciplinary proceedings by the union. And he said this was putting him under undue pressure. Now, senior counsel for Unite, Mark Carty, told the court that Mr. Ogle had been notified that a grievance had been raised against him, but that he was not going to be disciplined. Now, Mr. Ogle went on to outline the sequence of events. He said he underwent cancer treatment between July 2021 and July 2022. He said prior to his diagnosis, he had a very senior position within Unite, the most senior official for the union on the Republic of Ireland. But he said when he underwent his return to work interview, he said this process was subverted. And he said instead it was turned into this thing that was trying to downgrade his role and trying to push him into and force him into a less important role with lower duties that would have been based in Dundalk. He said he felt this was being done as a result of his cancer diagnosis and he was therefore being discriminated against. He then went on to outline a meeting that he had with a senior Unite official by the name of Tom Fitzgerald, in which he said he was told that there was a new strategic plan for the Republic of Ireland for Unite and that Brendan Ogle would play no part in that plan. Now, this was previously outlined in his WRC evidence as well, and at the time Unite and the union official Tom Fitzgerald strenuously denied those claims. Today also we heard from Unite, their senior counsel Mark Harty outlined its client's case, and he said that the allegations being made by Brendan Ogle are wholly false. He said that Mr. Ogle was trying to shoehorn a complaint about a downgrading of role into a complaint about equality and discrimination. He outlined how there was a change within Unite. When the trade union got a new general secretary in August 2021, there was a shift. Her name was Sharon Graham, and she'd been elected on a platform to move Unite away from political campaigning and back towards industrial relations matters. And the court was told that because of that shift, that had a big impact on Brendan Ogle's role, because as many people will probably know, he was heavily involved in political campaigning, things like Right to Water and Repeal the Eighth. And he said that that is the reason that that role was changed. It was nothing to do with his cancer diagnosis. In fact, the court was told Unite would never treat an employee who was sick in this way. The court was told they had been very accommodating to Mr. Ogle. They had offered him an alternative, less stressful role in which he could have kept his salary for a period of 3 years. And the hearing, Rachel, will resume after 2 o'clock.
Brian, many thanks. Our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.